technology is having big impacts in lots of areas of science, including archaeology and anthropology. In those fields, researchers point out that new discoveries are happening more and more quickly than in the past. Our co-host Mark Brody sat down to talk more about this with Matthew Peeples, an associate professor of anthropology and an archaeologist at ASU. He's also director of the school's Center for Archaeology and Society.
How big of a change have you seen over the last X number of years in terms of what technology has been able to help us learn?
It's really been astounding. I mean, there's been a number of major developments in things like genetic research that are really in the last 10 or 15 years when those have come to a head. We've had increased computing capacity has allowed us to compile data at scales that have never been possible before, and that's allowing us to make new discoveries as well, too. So I think really the last 10 years has seen major changes in the way we do our work.
Is it changing the way, for example, that archaeologists do digs, or is it more once you have a fossil or you have something, what you're able to do with it?
It's a lot of both, really, because there's in the field, there's new tools for prospection, like things like ground-penetrating radar and things like that are increasingly being used, where people are able to get a sense of what's under the ground before digging. We're able to do documentation at scales that wasn't previously possible to look at microstratigraphic changes, really small changes in soil and things like that. And also, you know, many discoveries are actually being made with existing collections, things that have been in museums sometimes for nearly 100 years, but we're learning more about them due to these new techniques that are now available to study them in more detail.
What kinds of things are researchers able to do, especially with artifacts that have been unearthed already?
Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I think is really interesting is that recently there's been a number of fossils in museum collections that have been there for a long time that have been identified as previously unknown human species, things like the Denisovan fossils and things like that. There's been new examples of those that were in museum collections already that have been revealed via DNA analysis of those existing collections.
So it sounds almost like what a lot of people are doing in terms of taking a cheek swab or something like that, sending it off to one of those companies and finding out where they are. It sounds like people are doing that for ancient artifacts as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's even, you know, now people are able to do things like take the dental plaque off people's teeth from ancient skeletons and able to sequence DNA both of human genomes and also disease biomes and things like that using those samples.
In the big picture, how is this helpful to us? Like, what does this do for us?
I think, you know, increasingly archaeologists are becoming part of the bigger picture of questions in the social sciences and behavioral sciences generally. We're able now to contribute to questions about, you know, things like the origins of humans and human diversity, but also things like how and why societies succeed or fail over the long term and things like that. There's questions that are still important to us today, and archaeologists are increasingly able to contribute to that debate because of these new data sets, new sources of information.
And as technology is able to help both in terms of doing digs and figuring out what you have once you have something, I would imagine it also helps in terms of information sharing and collaboration, things like that, getting information from one area to another.
Yeah, certainly. And a big trend in archaeology these days is open science, as we call it. So sharing data, sharing the tools we use to analyze those data, and making them available not just to other researchers, but to the general public.
Are there dangers associated with using some of these technologies in terms of maybe not fully understanding what they are or the results they provide, anything like that?
Certainly, whenever, you know, we're on the cutting edge of something, doing things that are relatively new, there's some danger that we'll have to reevaluate those results as we learn more about those methods and the techniques or those data. But I think, you know, scientists are being careful when doing these kinds of new analyses. But I think it's often good to look at that, you know, and think about how things might change as we get more information or better techniques in the future.
So as we are getting more information and more data about some of these artifacts, are you anticipating that there will be some big breakthrough discoveries that we should be looking for in the next X number of years?
I mean, in just the last few years, there's been a couple of new closely related human species discovered, and I think it's likely that we'll see more of that in the near future as well.
And do you anticipate that the technology will continue to evolve in terms of what you're able to use and what it's able to do?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I think all the time there's new methods being developed for getting more from even less, you know, so smaller samples are providing more and more information all the time.
And I would imagine that'd be really important, especially when you only have, for example, a bone fragment or a tooth fragment, something like that. In the past, maybe it was, oh, well, it's interesting, but you can't really get much from it. Now it sounds like you're saying even a very small piece can be really useful in terms of figuring out what it is and when it's from.
Yeah, just in one of the greatest examples of this, I think, is the Denisovan find, where just a couple of years ago, one single finger bone was genetically sequenced and revealed to be a previously unknown close relative of ours in the human lineage, which I think is really interesting.
So it sounds like this is really sort of helping us understand who we are and where we came from as a species.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Matthew Peoples is an associate professor of anthropology and an archaeologist at ASU. He's also director of the ASU Center for Archaeology and Society.